We're going to stay on the topic of impeachment. The saga has revealed a new character this week, Robert Hyde. He is a little-known landscaper and congressional candidate in a small Connecticut town. He somehow turned up among a cast of characters involved with the Trump administration's campaign to pressure Ukraine for an investigation of the Bidens. Now, authorities in the U.S. and in Ukraine have launched investigations into him. NPR's Bobby Allen has been reporting from Simsbury, Connecticut, and brings us this report.
Earlier this week, not many people here in this community west of Hartford had ever heard of Rob Hyde, a 40-year-old former Marine who used to run a landscaping business. He's a fierce defender of President Trump, sometimes emphasizing his support with expletives or outlandish claims. He started attending Republican fundraisers in Washington and Florida, and then launched his own bid for a U.S. House seat. Brad Karski, who runs an Italian restaurant here, says Hyde used to be a barside regular.
He was a bigger-than-life kind of guy, pretty boisterous, outgoing kind of gentleman.
Karski says Hyde was often talking about his time in the Marines as a security detail in Iraq.
He liked to be seen, and he would sit at the bar and was very vocal. When he was in the restaurant, everybody knew it.
Now, the State Department, FBI, and Ukraine's Interior Ministry also know about him. That's because a new data dump from House Democrats contained text messages between Hyde and indicted Giuliani associate Lev Parnas. In the texts, Hyde purports to be spying on then-U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. Ellen Rattel is a local educator who's been perplexed watching the latest chapter of the impeachment story reach this quiet New England community. Hyde, she says, won't be getting her vote for Congress.
He seems unstable and unreliable and similar to a lot of the characters who are involved in this Ukrainian scandal on the peripheral edges that are doing some really odd things.
Records show he's racked up serious debt at the Trump National Doral Resort in Florida. He's posted selfies on his social media with Trump and other Republican officials. The local press has been chronicling a long history of financial and legal struggles. He's been in contact with NPR for days, but refused to sit down for an interview. He did, however, talk to the Hartford Current, which posted interview snippets on Twitter. All those surveillance texts, he says it was a big joke.
So when they're sending me these texts, and I'm like, whatever, dude, yeah, under surveillance, just joking.
New documents show Hyde was in contact with an unidentified Belgium number and appeared to be passing along intel about the ambassador's whereabouts. But Hyde says he never meant for his messages to be taken seriously.
Who would be surveilling a U.S. ambassador? Like, who could do that? Like, you can't do that. I'm a Simsbury landscaper that got into the politic games in D.C. on a national level, the swamp.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo doesn't consider the texts a laughing matter. Pompeo told Sinclair Broadcast Group that he's dubious about the surveillance claims, but U.S. officials are still looking into it.
We will do everything we need to do to evaluate whether there was something that took place there. I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
The state's GOP has asked Hyde to drop his congressional bid. But Hyde says he loves what Trump stands for and is keeping his candidacy alive. Bobby Allen, NPR News, Simsbury, Connecticut.